Chapter 22. A half moon hung in a sky of aquamarine. Paddles dipped noiselessly into the high bank waters as two logboats threaded their way down a tributary far from the great south stream. Both crafts were loaded to the gunwales with Gausam shrews. Mara and Pickle travelled in the front vessel. They had been going since dawn, sailing along an intricate network of backwaters. Beside them, Logalog and Nordo checked the bark cloth charts showing the route.
How much farther before we're there, Nordo?
Mara murmured sleepily.
We should get there by dawn, with any luck. Get some sleep, you two. We're running downstream. Put your paddles up.
Pickle looked around. Save for the watch shrews, all the others had settled down to catch some rest. He patted his stomach.
Bit of tucker wouldn't go amiss, what? How's a chap supposed to sleep when the old tum starts growling and keeping him awake? That's what I'd like to know.
Reaching into a sack that was stowed in the bows, Logalog passed two large, round, flat objects to the hare.
Try these, Pickle. They're shrews' long voyage hard tack biscuits. They might have been baked quite a few seasons ago, but they're full of nourishment. You should enjoy them.
Oof!
Pickle attempted to bite into one and came away nursing his mouth.
Nearly bust all me molars. What are these things made of, stone? I'll bet even old Tubby Guts couldn't get his jaws around one of these things. I say, Mara, try biting one of these. Go on.
The badger maid pushed away the proffered hardtack biscuit.
Not me. I value my teeth. Save them to sling at the ghost badger.
Pickle shuddered and dropped the biscuit. It landed with a clatter in the bottom of the boat.
Oh, thanks a lot, big mouth badger. First I can't eat these belly biscuits, and now you've gone and put me off sleeping for the night with your talk of ghosts. Bit of a bad show all round, I'd say, robbing a chap of appetite and sleep.
Mara fell asleep to the sounds of Pickle chuntering away indignantly to himself. She woke in the early dawn light. The logboats were travelling rapidly downstream, bumping and speeding over small rapids as the Gausam shrew steer beasts manoeuvred them skillfully along the risky waterway. The high, steep banks on both sides flashed by. Now and then, Norda would call out for every beast to duck an overhanging tree. Pickle was wide awake and ashen-faced as he gripped the sides of the boat, pleading for a reduced speed.
I say, chaps, be good eggs and tell the jolly old captain to slow down a bit, will you? Ooh, all this upping and downing, speeding and bumping, I feel quite queasy.
The shrews, who were fending the banks off with their paddles, made the most of Pickle's discomfort by ribbing him aloud.
Try some cold custard and cabbage for breakfast, mate.
Or some warm oatmeal mixed with black treacle and carrots.
How about a stale vegetable pasty with sour cream over it?
Pickle lay in the bottom of the boat, clasping his stomach.
Mercy, chaps! Shut up, you shameful shrews! Take pity on a fella, please! Cold custard, cabbage.
All tight, all paws, it's the lake!
Mara clasped the sides tightly as the stream took a sharp downward curve. The boats shot forward on a wild, helter-skelter ride. Bows forward, they plunged down. Suddenly an immense splash and a great bow wave drenched every beast. Then the two logboats rocked gently on the broad surface of a great lake.
Never again!
Pickle wailed piteously.
All this for a blethering blackstone! You chaps must be off your belly rockers! Blackstone, my aunt's whiskers. Once this hare gets his paws on dry ground, he's finished boating for good.
Mara stared about her in amazement. They were on the edges of a fantastic body of water. It was a veritable inland sea. The fresh morning sunlight beamed down upon tideless waters, whose only movement was the outgoing ripples set up by the logboat's entry into them. As far as any eye could see, there was water. Leagues of it, with no sign of island or shore on the distant horizon. To the left and right of them, the broad expanse was sheltered by fringed forest with trees, bushes, shrubs and plants dipping their foliage into the water. It was vast and beautiful in its silent serenity. Stillness reigned everywhere. Logalog smiled at the badger maid's wide-eyed expression.
How's that for a sight on a lovely summer morning, miss?
Mara could only shake her head in silent admiration of the scene.
I say, you chaps, this is a bit more like it. What? I'm feeling much better now. Break out the breakers. Send in the scoff.
They breakfasted on the open lake, though this time not on emergency rations. There was plum cake, honey oat scones, mushroom salad, and sparkling new cider. Pickle ate his, using a hard-tack biscuit as a plate. As he munched, he stared about.
Well, give us a clue, boys. Where's the jolly old island hiding?
Logalog pointed straight out.
2 days' rowing. That way.